Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host, along with two great guests from the North Fulton business community. We have Kevin Bryant from Canton Place Development and John Herbert from Herbert Legal Group. It's the Roswell Show today. We've got two great business folks from Roswell. And let's get right into it with Kevin Bryant with Canton Place Development. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And tell us about Canton Place Development.
Canton Place Development is a entity that we formed roughly 5 years ago to build a hotel and a mixed-use project in the middle of Roswell, right off of Canton Street.
Good stuff. Now, before we get into the details of that, we were talking before we came on the air. You've got an interesting background. Tell us a little bit about that.
So my background is sports and entertainment marketing for over 30 years, and it's really the industry that Abby Port, my partner, and I grew up in. We've been partners for over 20 years in and out of that business. But I was at Georgia Tech Athletic Department for 11 years as Associate Athletic Director, and then at a company called Host Communications, which is now IMG. On their national sales team, where we had over 40 college properties, and we were representing them in sponsorship and media. And then I had my own agency.
Great stuff. So, and obviously, Canton Place Development is an opportunistic situation that you saw at the window to get into.
So, yeah, I grew up in Roswell, and we were working on another project, and happened to be in a room where somebody a lot smarter than me said, Roswell needs a boutique hotel. And that's kind of how the process started. Roswell does very well in, with the wedding business up and down Canton Street, really in and around Roswell. There's over 30 wedding venues within 6 miles of where we're going to be. And our research, you know, really ended up showing that a lot of those people were not staying in Roswell. And so that was really our number one driver. And then we had to kind of figure the rest of it out from there.
Gotcha. So we're radio, so paint us a picture here of what all this is going to look like. You've done some work on this project to really make sure this is a fit in the community in downtown Roswell.
It needs to be a fit. It needs to be unique. It needs to be boutique. It needs to be something special for where we are with their corner of Mimosa and Magnolia. And we are very excited about it. It's going to 125 key hotel, Hilton Curio, operated by Davidson Hotels. And we're very excited about the green space. We've got a 2,400 square foot of green space in a park right off of Magnolia that we'll be producing. We'll do a lot of events there, but also to be open to the public. And so it's a very unique property on the north end. We've got 50,000 square feet of retail. And that's been a little bit of a pleasant surprise for us, the type of retailers that we'll be bringing in. Roswell, especially on Canton Street, has lost a lot of retail over the years because of the restaurant business being so robust. So we're looking forward to bringing that retail back into the Canton Street area.
That's exciting. So maybe you can, since you've opened that door, talk a little bit about who some of those retailers are that folks can look forward to.
Yeah, I can't right now. That's okay. I can give you some categories.
It's our secret, right?
No,
here,
I know,
right?
That's right. I know. So, at term sheet and close to lease, you know, we have a music venue, we've got a spa, an urban grocery store, a couple art galleries, women's boutique, an ice cream store, candy store. So, you know, just and then still talking to some distilleries and breweries about the possibility of coming into our retail. But I think we're committed to the city. to really have boutique retail, very unique. I think Alpharetta has done a great job with the new downtown retail that, you know, they basically said on the front, no national brands. Let's go out and get, you know, people that really make sense to what we're trying to do in Alpharetta. So we've had a lot of fun with the retail, and I am excited about making those announcements over the next few weeks. I'm just not quite there yet.
Okay. So maybe I can entice some other amenities out of you that restaurants or what have you, the other things that folks can look forward to.
Yeah, so, you know, in the hotel itself, again, I think you know, anytime you're dealing with the type of property that we're bringing, it's a boutique hotel. It's called a Salt Brand. It'll be part of the Hilton backbone, but it really is our name. It's our marketing. It'll have a look that will be, you know, very close to Roswell. People will know that it is in Roswell, Georgia. The restaurant's got to be good, right? It can't be just another hotel restaurant because of the 29 restaurants up and down Kent Street. So we're excited about that restaurant that's going in the hotel. And then on the north end of the property in the retail, we've got three rooftop restaurants that will do, we think, exceptionally well. We're spending a lot of time on restaurants, a lot of time on that mix. That mix is very important to us, and it's very important to the entire retailers. And I will say, I always forget to mention this, is we are bringing, you know, close to, you know, 400 parking spaces to the property, some underground, some valet, some on another lot that we could move cars around. So parking's always been very important to the Downtown Development Authority, the city, Roswell, Inc. We really have committed to bring unique parking to this development.
Sounds great. Kevin Bryant from Canton Place Development is our guest today. So, Kevin, talk a little bit. You mentioned the business case for this hotel, and in terms of events, whether it's weddings or other events, talk about the amenities that you'll have in the hotel for those kind of events.
Absolutely. We've spent a lot of time with our operator, which is Davidson Hotels, great operator based here in Atlanta. We interviewed them really a couple years ago and kind of went on our trek to talk to other operators and make sure that we were making the right decision. And we always came back to Davidson. They're just an incredible group of people, industry executives that have been around for a number of years. And so food and beverage is huge to this property. We've got a 6,000 square foot ballroom, one of the other amenities that we're bringing to the table. There's not a lot of places in Roswell to do a sit-down dinner for 200 or 300 folks. If you look at a lot of the homes, the historic homes that are doing wedding venues, a lot of those larger events are intense, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So we're looking forward to bringing a very beautiful, multifunctional ballroom to the property. And we've got, you know, roughly 2,500 to 3,000 square foot of other meeting space that we can obviously do all the, you know, the business meetings, rehearsal dinners, you know, whatever. So we're very excited about the amenities. Again, and that hotel actually had, the hotel has a rooftop area also. So within that group right there, we'll have four different rooftop amenities.
Okay, so any project like this has an economic impact that's pretty discernible. Talk a little bit about what that looks like for the city of Roswell in this area generally.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous. It's a game changer, and we're looking forward to you know, bringing this online, and we just recently had another economic study that just came down a couple of days ago, and I think the mayor and some of the council were very happy with what they saw. So, you know, it's an opportunity for business people to stay in Roswell, Georgia, and not go somewhere else. It's an opportunity for the weddings that are taking place in the venues to stay in Roswell. You know, we have a very unique approach to that as far as the weddings go. We'll be open a year and a half, or we'll be available to book weddings a year and a half out. So we're just getting ready to approach that opening of that office so we can start talking to brides and their families about that. But yeah, it will. It will be a game changer, and I think that the retail will be a game changer, and we're excited. We're very excited about the retail in particular.
So you mentioned previously, Kevin, some of your partners, but talk a little bit about what it's like to put a project like this together. I mean, because there's a whole lot of moving parts that you've got to deal with, and talk about some of the highs and the lows you went through to make that happen.
Well, it's still continuing, but we do have a great team. We have Randall Paulson, Roswell-based architects, along with Gray Reese. Gray's we met Gray through Randall Paulson and all the work that he had done on the Bohemian Hotels with the Kessler Group. Dave Schoendorf is our owner's rep. He'll be in the trailer every day working with our GC. Our GC is out of Birmingham, Robbins and Morton. We interviewed, you know, over 8 general contractors, and we brought in Robbins and Morton out of Birmingham. They've done a lot of work in very confined areas, especially hospital work and also boutique hotels. They had built the Bohemian in Birmingham, and recently a hotel that I'm familiar with is an Embassy Suites in Tuscaloosa. So we knew their work, you know, fairly well. And then I think it's just, you know, it's the civil engineers. It's just, and then of course working with the city. I mean, you know, it's been a long process with the city. They've been nothing but great and professional with us. I think they recognized early on that it was an opportunity for a unique project, but they also recognized that, you know, we needed some assistance in pushing it through. And so everyone that we met with, the Historical Preservation Commission, Mayor Henry, the council people, there was 2 in our office yesterday. So they're very, you know, they're very helpful in letting us get this thing pushed across the line.
Great stuff. So got to ask the question. So what's the timing here? Everybody wants to know when will you be open? And I'm sure, I assume there's phases to the opening, given you've got a lot of different aspects to this development.
It's a great question, John. I think there's not phasing. One of the things that we've been blessed to do is really uniquely, strategically take down all this real estate at one time, which we'll do in the next 75 days. And, you know, our goal is to be in the ground soon, I'll say, and then it will take less than 2 years to build it. And I think that's one of the positive about being able to start everything at one time and not phase it, that we will be able to go pretty fast. So, you know, our goal would be somewhere, you know, in Christmas of 20 to be open. I think that's I think that will be more realistic to us in the next 75 days or so. But we're down to the wire. We're down to the last details of financing and leasing and all those things that it takes to make a property like this happen.
So lots of good stuff coming to downtown Roswell, courtesy of Kevin Bryant and his team at Canton Place Development. So, Kevin, for those that want more information, how do they be in touch with you?
Yeah, they're more than welcome to email me on leasing information or whatever that they want to talk about. We've been definitely been an open book the last 5 years. My email is KB at CantonPlaceDevelopment, oneword.com. KB at Canton Place Development.
Sounds great. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Folks, Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And with that, we turn to our next guest, John Herbert with the Herbert Legal Group. John, what are you doing here? We just saw you a few episodes ago.
Yeah, it was great to be here to talk about the Roswell Attorney Project. I tell you what, I may come sit in your chair and just keep asking Kevin questions. This is really exciting.
It's pretty exciting
for all of us in North Fulton, especially those of us in Roswell. You had no idea you were doing 2 Roswell guests and 2 Yellow Jackets probably when you signed us up. I think Kevin and I could go back and forth for the next 3 hours if you had it on just Bobby Crimmins' stories.
Well, Mike Sammons found out that y'all were going to be here, and that's why he didn't show. He's a Georgia guy, so he didn't show. So anyway, but no, seriously, talk a little bit about – you were here talking about Roswell Attorney Project, but you're here to talk about your firm and what you do at your day job. So talk a little bit about that and bring us up to speed.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'm fortunate to have been here with you a couple of years ago, and since then we've been continuing our expansion, both in what we do, what we offer, who we are, who we're becoming. We have added a great new attorney this year, Katie Sparks. She does a lot of what we do with the business law services. She does wills and estate planning. But most excitingly, she brings trademark experience to our firm, which is great for the small businesses in our community. They're looking for those intellectual property services.
Okay, so let's get on that then. So trademarks, I'm a small business person. Why do I need to worry about trademarks?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why. I mean, you work really hard. We all talk about our brand and branding. Everybody speaks about that these days. However, the flip side of that coin is protecting your brand. Your brand is worth protecting. It gives you a advantage in the marketplace when you can look like a big boy business and have a big girl business and have your registered trademark out there in front of everybody. Plus, it builds value. That is the goodwill. If you have a proper exit plan, that is one additional value that brings goodwill value to your company. It adds value.
That's what it's about. So one of the things I know we talked about when you were here a couple of years ago was the whole concept of flat fee services. So talk a little bit about that for those that don't know what that's all about and are used to attorneys charging by the hour. You know, go through that for us.
Well, not all attorneys are really rushing to that, even now 2 years later. But it's been a real advantage for us because we are able to reach out and be available to companies that might not be able to bite off hourly fees. We've essentially boiled it down into a series of statements that we call We Believe. But we believe that legal services are essential for every business. That's big business. That's small business. That's the business of one. Legal services are essential. So that gave us the challenge of how are we going to structure ourselves to meet those needs. And so our second belief is we believe that quality legal solutions can be efficiently delivered to businesses of all sizes. And our clients run the gambit of the startup to the multi-million dollar in annual income companies. We also believe, and this is important to all of our clients, no matter the size, but we believe that our time is no more important than your time. We've had that discussion with the attorney on the other side of the table, and you know, it comes down to the question of, well, what's this going to cost me per hour? And that number gets floated out there. And I can guarantee you that the person receiving that information all of a sudden goes into a calculation of, wow, what is my time worth?
Sure.
Compared to the attorney's time.
Sure.
And it's an awkward and unfortunate conversation because we all know that time is valuable to everybody. And so we try to take that component out of what we're doing for our customers. And then we believe that we can deliver these legal services efficiently, transparently, while protecting your cash flow as well.
We're speaking with John Herbert, and John is the managing partner of Herbert Legal Group in Roswell, Georgia. Now, John, I think part of what the issue is, it seems to me, is that when people and they've been conditioned this way by the industry, not just the legal industry, but by the accounting industry and anybody that charges by the hour, to think that way that you described and be worried about, okay, what is this phone call going to cost me, right? And so they don't pick up the phone and call.
They don't. I found the best way to get phone calls, the best way to get client inquiries is not to charge them for their time doing it. We hear horror stories of people that live their life that way. But if you think about it, as you go throughout your day, if you order a cup of coffee, you go to Scooters to get you some coffee, and you look at the menu and you make a value determination about what you want, what you feel like is you can afford versus what you're in the mood for at that time, and you make these economic calculations all throughout the day based on information that's relevant at hand. You don't care where their coffee came from other than me, who likes coffee from Ethiopia. You don't care how long it took the barista to make the coffee. That's not the question. The question is that cup of coffee they're delivering me of value that I'm willing to buy? And why should legal services be any different? And that's the question we're trying to ask with our clients.
Well, and I think part of what maybe business owners, again, because they're conditioned by the industry, so it's not necessarily their fault at all, they view their business attorney as simply a contract writer as opposed to a business advisor. So talk about how you handle that conundrum.
Well, we are actually developing some new strategies and some new offerings for our company. So if speaking of secrets earlier, if we can keep this a secret, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
I won't tell a soul.
You won't tell a soul. Okay. However, we are moving into, in addition to continuing our service as we have it today to small and medium-sized companies, we're going to be expanding into an advisory role where it is more of a monthly visit with our clients. We will know more about what's going on in their company. We'll be able to do a deep dive so that when things come up, we're able to provide advice on something quick. We can provide legal perspectives on strategic decisions that those companies are going to have to make. And, of course, we're there when they need us. So this concierge advisory service will allow us to do more of a deep dive to those clients that are looking for that type of attention.
And those are clients that have fairly continuing, not just legal needs, but issues that they might not have anybody else to call to get advice on, right?
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes it's just, hey, I need to talk to another small business owner.
Sure.
And I think, John, you were and I on a panel about a year ago, and I admitted to having a PhD in mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes as a small business owner. And, you know, I hope somebody can benefit from those, and I hope my clients certainly can. We've had our successes. We've had our mistakes. So just sometimes it's good as a small business owner to speak to another small business owner, regardless of what their discipline is. And those are the types of relationships that we look forward to building with our clients.
Well, and I think also picking up the phone and talking to you or visiting with you, I, as a small business owner, I get the benefit not only of your experience with your own business, but with all the other small businesses that you've dealt with, right? And I don't get that when I go to the online legal contract mill.
Yeah, we've seen some things. That's all I can say. that's all I'm allowed to say.
Okay, you've seen it all, huh?
We've seen some things.
You're sworn to secrecy
otherwise. I am,
okay. There's some stories there. We'll have to.
But you're right. Yeah. You're right. You do come to see us. We are, if you will, the encyclopedia of those that we have learned from. I've been doing this since 1994, and there is some benefit to getting insight from people who have been there and done that, especially for companies that are really, really starting to blossom.
Good stuff. We're speaking with John Herbert, and John is the managing partner of Herbert Legal Group. So we talked about small business owners picking up the phone and calling you, and now we've established that they're, given the way you charge, they're comfortable with doing that. So when should they call you?
You know, the best way to describe when a client or potential client should call me is if anything during the day where they have to pause and say, huh. I don't know how well that comes across on the radio, huh.
Yeah.
But anything that
happens to me all the time.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Really, anything during the day where they get stuck and don't know quite what to do next, that's what we train our clients to call us about. And the training is going well. They do that, and a lot of times it's just a simple phone call. We get them straight, and they're on their way. Sometimes we have to do a deep dive, but a lot of times that deep dive is preventative before they've done something else. You know, people all the time when I meet them, they don't know what I do or who I am. The first reaction to meeting an attorney is often, "Wow, I hope I never need you." But then they have to get John Herbert's 10-second education on why they'd be happy to see me coming through the door, because they're building things, they're adding people, they're expanding their business, they're starting their business. I tell people all the time, I do happy law, and when I'm coming through the door, usually good things are going on.
Yeah, and it's important to get with you before some unforeseen outcome of what you're doing right now turns into some sort of raging fire.
That's right, and we've tried to structure ourselves in a way that makes that accessible and affordable to small to medium-sized business.
So what's the one thing about your firm that folks don't know about Herbert Legal Group?
Well, you know, we're part of a great business community here in North Fulton. So much support here, so many clients here, so many friends here, so many people who say great things about us here. But most people probably don't know that we have a client on every continent except Antarctica. That's six continents.
Wow.
If you're counting at home.
Yeah.
And if anybody in Radio Land knows of anybody headed to Antarctica, we'd love to sign them up as a client just so we can finish out the seven.
Well, the good news is if they had an internet connection there, they can hear us, right?
That's right. So. That's right.
Well, so talk a little bit about that international business and what that's all about.
It's not a lot different than what we do for our local clients. It's just that in most times we are their presence here in the United States. The United States is a great place to do business. Recent tax law changes has made it a place where you can get your assets into U.S. dollars, pay lower taxes, and be a part of the biggest economy on the planet. So that's very attractive for companies looking to enter the United States. And whether they're investing in real estate or they're bringing their own business services that they do in their home country over to the United States, we help them establish a presence here and to do the business and be successful just like the rest of our clients.
So you're the feet on the ground.
We're the feet on the ground. Yeah. We run to the bank. We make sure contracts are signed. We make sure closings go well. We are their eyes and ears here on the ground.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about investing in foreign markets from the United States and how formidable that can be, but it's probably just as formidable coming this way. There's a lot of things that you don't know that can really bite you.
There's a lot of things you don't know. And then on top of that, look, I have clients that are 8,000 miles away from their money, their property, their business. And it means a lot to them if they can find a way to have peace of mind about their business here in the United States while they're not here. And that's what we try to provide. We try to provide them the platform, but most importantly, we try to provide them peace of mind.
Okay, so you mentioned continents. Talk about some of the countries that these investors come from that you work with.
Believe it or not, our most of our international business comes from South Africa. It is a beautiful place, a place of beautiful people. The economy, though, is up and down. The currency is up and down. So the strategy in places like South Africa is to relocate your wealth to the United States and put it in something safe with conservative growth. If you have your currency in dollars versus a non-fiat currency, you're already ahead of the game. Then it becomes a matter of keeping it safe and secure with some growth.
Cool. Good stuff. So, John, talk about the future. You know, what does it look like here in the coming quarters and years for Herbert Legal Group?
I think we continue to build on our success that the flat fee approach has brought us. I'm very excited about the advisory and concierge services that we'll be providing. I think that as our local economy here in North Fulton matures, that there's going to be a huge benefit to the companies here for that type of approach. And look, we're growing with our clients, we're growing with our business community, and thanks to people like Kevin and all of those organizations attached, our business community is thriving.
From one Georgia Tech guy to another, I heard that. So to be clear on the concierge part, though, talk a little bit before we wrap it up about, you know, what's a good client for you? for that concierge advisory role?
Look, a good client would be a company that's had enough growth. They're looking to grow. They're looking for what do I do next in the market, or they're looking at challenges they need to overcome at the market, and they're just looking for a trusted partner that they can speak to when they need to. They know, you know, Herbert Legal Group's going to be there when we need them, and they're also going to be checking up on us when we don't, to make sure we're okay.
Good stuff. And you'll be checking up on them to make sure they're okay.
I will check on them.
Absolutely. So, John Herbert from Herbert Legal Group, for those that would like more information, how do they be in touch?
You can go to our website, which is herbertlegalgroup.com. If you can't remember that, we're also at northfultonbusinesslaw.com. You like that?
I like that.
My email address is john@herbertlegalgroup.com. That's H-E-R-B-E-R-T is my last name. And my mobile number is 404-312-8775. You can call me, text me, WhatsApp me.
Mobile number?
WeChat me. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I think you just gave folks another reason to be in touch, if they can get their mobile number from their attorney. Right?
I do have an office number. If they call my mobile number, I'll be happy to give it to them.
Well, very good. So, John Herbert, Herbert Legal Group, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Folks, I want to remind you that we are on all the social media channels, North Fulton BRX, so LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, probably a few other ones I don't even know about, but check us out on all our social media, and go to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com and check out all our shows. We've got an extensive archive of over 100 shows with great business leaders in our community. So for our guest, John Herbert, Herbert Legal Group, Kevin Bryant, Canton Place Development, thanks again for being with us. And for my producer, Trey, I'm John Ray. Thanks for joining us on North Fulton Business Radio.